Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and then get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to
West,
Oh, soul bleeds up me with price to pay to make it whole, take control. I'm making dough, but not enough to blow. They yo, they lost my flow, but they yo. I don't trust a soul, I know we need to. These evil streets will meet you halfway and eat you. Alive trying to survive illegal. I leave you lost, mount you on the cross, rip you like a horse, sacrifice your life.
Brand new banger. You're jamming with
the King
Exclusive Hot New Mix.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. Spatitup.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production. Mixer and master.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ. And much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Thought them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Let's go to the mountain.
For hip-hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
West Radio, Mad Monday, what's going on? You know, True West Radio, give us a call, 323-642-1597. We got the homegirl Julia in the building. We got Hair Love. Where my damn claps at, damn it? Hold on, where my claps at? Here, let me see. We got Julia in the building. Yeah. Hair Love. What the business is?
Girl, Julia, how you doing, girl? Hey, y'all. I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
Happy Valentine's Day, ladies.
Yes. We'll show that.
Happy Valentine's Day, fellas.
Happy Valentine's Day. Wow. Motherfucker got a Super Bowl yesterday and a Valentine's Day today after.
I'd rather put my money on a bill.
You said you put your money on where?
Hey, they're not bringing me no cloud. You better bring me that light bill receipt.
Real spit.
Oh, Chris. I told Chris if he ever think about buying me flowers, just buy me a plant.
Okay, okay. Continuation of growth.
They buy me a plant.
Yeah, she don't pull a car on
that. Today, I got some Nike shorts and a Nike shirt.
Wow, that's straight.
Oh, yeah, she was here. We ready for the N1 Center? We ready? We ready? Everybody go sit up? Everybody go sit up? Yeah.
Right,
you right
there.
Sweepy running point. Sweepy running ball. Let's run a point. Julia on post.
How do
you work? Julia running the wings. She running the wings.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's one of them stopping pops.
Yeah, she's running forward around this motherfucker. Came up pretty cool. What got me a... I got me a new scratch pack. I needed one.
Oh, yeah?
My scratch pack is so old. And for those, I call it my backpack. I don't call it backpack. I call it a scratch pack.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
Right,
got me a new scratch pad. And I guess my wife was trying to give me some kind of hint, cause she bought me a new clippers and shit.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, you know what that means.
It's time to save.
Nigga, keep your shit tight.
Man, if I ain't
that's
going nowhere,
nice
I don't shave. I'll be around this. I'll be around this motherfucker, Santa Claus, the fuck out.
Like me?
Hey, that's a good gift, though.
Yeah, really is.
It seems like they don't last as long as they used to. I brought some, like, last year or something like that, and they're already going out.
Yeah.
And she got me, she took one of my lights, because I got this keyboard on one of my computers, and it's like, it's an editing keyboard, so the letters is smaller than a regular keyboard that you type, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I used to have to write because of them. I mean, hell, I kind of know where all the letters is because I can type, but shit, I can't see them. So she bought me another light, but attached to the light is a phone charger. Where you don't want them phone charger, you can just lay your phone on and it'll charge.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a light and a phone charger. I was like, oh, that's good looking there.
You know what that means?
Yeah, that's cool shit. I don't be expecting shit.
It's just been a wild, beautiful day.
Yeah, it's cool, man. It's good. I'm glad that the homegirl Julia is feeling better.
Yeah.
I was low key worried. I'm like, damn. I called a couple times.
Ain't even no joke, man.
I was like, oh Lord.
Oh, you had the 19, baby.
Say, sweetie. I said, you know your boy Cassetta was looking for you. He like, oh no.
Yeah, I couldn't look. I couldn't take it no more, man. That pain. Ooh. When you got pneumonia in your lungs,
that ain't no joke.
Yeah, because
that
ain't nothing. It's like a gang of fucking fluid.
Right.
They put water where the air is. That shit don't work.
Right. That's what I was talking about down here. Being in Houston like that, everybody sick today. It went 50 something, and it's gonna be 70 for a couple of days. Then they're talking about a winter storm coming through here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know it's been hella warm around here for the last few days.
I guess they had to go on and get the Super Bowl out the way. Now God getting ready to turn the thermostat down.
Yeah, boy. Big
wind. Yeah, because it was, damn, it was pretty damn warm. You know, this is the first time, I mean, the last few days is the only time I haven't had a hoodie on, at least. I've been rolling with a hoodie like, whew, for the last few months.
Yeah.
So, what do y'all think of that Super Bowl halftime show? Speaking of that,
oh, that shit was fire.
Yeah.
The only thing I didn't like, I felt like the cameraman didn't do a good job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they was. It's a whole lot of stuff they said that they couldn't do though.
Yeah.
You know, they want to,
What's your name?
They wanted to, you know, of course, goddamn, you know Snoop then would have came in on lowriders and shit.
Oh, yeah, no. That was straight. I just felt like, of course, we need close-ups during every performance, but, like, from the chorus, they could have gave us a far-away shot, like, with the people were seeing that was there, you know, just so you can see the whole thing tied together. But I liked it, though. I just wish they would have did a couple different shots. I don't know how to explain it, because I'm not a videographer or nothing.
Yeah, they wanted Snoop to come out, everybody come out in the lowrider. But what they was worried about was if their hydraulics went out or something, and then the oil spilled on the field. So they wasn't able to come out in the low lows the way they wanted to. So they had to change that up. You know, so they...
I think them playing all the songs on the piano was better than a lowrider.
Huh?
Just for me. I say to see Dr. Dre play the songs, play them all on the keyboard, on the piano, that was better for me than a lowrider.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just the intro. That's what they want to do on the intro.
Oh, no, I'm saying it would have been live. It would have been live.
Yeah, when it first came on, that's what they wanted to do. You know, they wanted them to come out in the lowriders, but the NFL was worried about, you know, if they mess around and one of their hydraulics bust, the goddamn all the oil is should be on the field. So that's what they was worried about.
I don't know how they were going to just ride out on the field, but I understand, though. But it was like I noticed halfway through that even if they were performing on top, people on the bottom was dancing. I wanted to see all the people dancing.
I didn't know they didn't get paid for performing at the Super Bowl.
Then I might be a little bit of a hater, honestly, but I feel like they could have got Eminem out the way. He shouldn't have went last or close to the end. Like, I don't know. He's good at what he do, but he just ain't. He didn't make no lasting impression on me.
Yeah. Well, shoot. You know, it's crazy. I want to get in there and talk to y'all for a minute, but I might have to cut the show tonight because I got something I really gotta do.
All right.
A little show tonight. I know a lot of people ain't called in, but I just wanted to jump in for a little while and, you know, let y'all know I appreciate y'all, and I gotta go to this dinner date, so.
Already. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank y'all. I'll hit y'all tomorrow. We might have a show tomorrow just because we show tonight. But I'll call y'all and let y'all know. All right.
Bye, y'all. Bye.